Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and my special guest is the new CEO, Executive Director of the Center, Brad Finstead. Brad comes from a family farm background, grew up on a farm near Godall, which is on the border between Brown and Watonwan counties, and eventually ended up serving in the state legislature for three terms. And I asked Brad how the Center for Rural Policy and Development affected his public career.
I've used the Center for Resources and Educational Materials ever since I've been involved in public policy. I remember back to my days working as an ag rural advisor to United States congressmen, using those different products that the Center was putting out to provide some, you know, unbiased, third-party, non-political research that really, you know, the facts are the facts, and here they are. And it was a great opportunity to brief a member of Congress on here's what's going on, and here's what the research shows. So it started way back then, and then as I served as a legislator, I definitely used the Center. I was excited to see when they implemented the Rural Journal and the different areas that they focused on. And I tell people all the time I'm smart enough to know I'm dumb in a lot of things, so I need to use those that are smarter than me to get some information. And the Center has been a great place for me to gain insight and information on issues that are very important to rural Minnesota.
What do you see as the role of the Center going forward? I mean, do you have kind of a vision for where the Center needs to go from where it is today?
Yeah, I think, you know, first and foremost, we have a great opportunity in front of us to create more visibility, to make sure that we're communicating our research in a bigger and better way, to make sure that we're on the front end of the discussions that decision makers are making, whether it be from the local level to the state level to, you know, to whoever's making the decisions. We want to make sure we're there at the front end as they're deciding on how they're going to move on decisions and move on policy. We want to make sure we're at the table and have a say for rural Minnesota, to make sure that we're showing the research and the facts and what's going on in rural Minnesota and how we can further advance them.
What do you see as some of the biggest issues right now facing our state in rural Minnesota?
Well, in rural Minnesota, you know, definitely healthcare is a huge issue and how it's affecting, you know, both the employer and the employee. One of the projects that we're working on here in the future from the center perspective is looking into that a little bit as far as the next journal goes. But then also job creation, job opportunities. You know, the greatest asset we have in rural Minnesota is our youth and our young people. And what are we doing there? What can we do to help decision makers or policymakers understand the implications of bringing those people back and creating jobs and creating opportunities? And then also, you know, the buzzword of the day is renewable energy, green energy, biofuels, bioenergy. And it's a new world, a relatively new world, and I think there's a lot of opportunities with that as far as jobs and healthcare and other things go in rural Minnesota. So I think it's an opportunity for the center to be on the front end of that and making sure that decision makers, policymakers have the facts in front of them to make educated, good decisions that will positively affect rural Minnesota.
You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I want to thank my guest, Brad Finstead, the new CEO of the Center. I'm Jim Gullickson, and we'll catch you next week.